Once again, we have a sweet spot in August coming up with the Plaza Classic Film Festival, when there's something to do every single day from August 6th to the 17th. And for all the details, I have with me Eric Pearson, President and CEO, and Doug Pullen, Programs Director with the El Paso Community Foundation. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hello.
You
Thanks
are
for having us.
On the run already, I suspect, and have been. Does it ever stop?
Not really.
The whole year just is.
It starts. Well, I started in November, so you know, there's a lot of learning for the first few months,
and then I imagine
the closer you get, the faster it gets.
How many films this year?
We always counted at 80 plus. We've got a lot of short movies that come in, especially with the local flavor. There is a big cachet of local artists that we want to make sure that we're showcasing every year, and the movies range in length from 5 to 30 minutes. And we won't have a complete count until probably day before the film festival starts.
Really? They're still coming in?
They're still coming in, and we have a great committee of people who are reviewing them. But just putting the programs together and trying to, you know, just wedge in that last one to fit the time constraints is where we are. But in terms of, you know, just regular programming, we can always safely say 80-plus movies.
That's amazing. In that period of days, everything at the Plaza Theater, and what are some of the other venues you have downtown?
There's 5 or 6 venues in all. We're using the Plaza, of course, the Philanthropy Theater, which is the 200-seat theater next door. Mm-hmm. We have 6 movies we're showing at the Art Museum to tie in with their Vanishing Ice exhibit. We have 6 outdoor movies, 2 that we show on top of the Mills Plaza parking garage, Office Space being one of them this year, and 4 that we show for free outside, normally at Arts Festival Plaza, but we've moved them to Mills Street this year, the closed portion between the Plaza Hotel and the Mills building, because they're going to tear up Arts Festival Plaza to do some reconstruction.
Oh, there. I didn't know that.
Can I talk about the last venue?
Yes.
And the other venue, which is something we're very excited about, is we're going to show it at Southwest University Park.
Oh, so excellent.
We're going to have a pre-game, pre-open to the festival, and show Field of Dreams at Southwest University Park.
Sweet.
And have a really, really fun time with the home of the Chihuahuas.
Right up on the big screen there.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, they have an HD.
Oh, yes. I have to say, I've made my first ball game, and I just was thrilled. What a great time I had there. Beautiful, beautiful venue. So I'm really glad you are really colonizing the entire downtown area. To drop back a little bit, tell me about one aspect that I always admire greatly, is that you get local filmmakers, young people, and our local talent involved. So tell us what's going on
there. Yeah, we put out a call for what's called the Local Flavor Series, and we accept submissions from local and area filmmakers. We don't charge for it. We'll probably curate it a little bit more this year. We're going to move them into the Foundation Room, which is the banquet facility in the El Paso Community Foundation building. And there people, I think it'd be a little bit better atmosphere for them, where they can mingle, talk to each other, compare notes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you'll have the showing?
We'll be showing them in there on Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons. In the past, they were shown at the Art Museum.
Yes.
But we wanted to move them into our own place, and that's also freed up the space to put some other movies over at the Art Museum.
Yes.
So the idea when we first started the film festival, the Community Foundation, with Charles Horak as a volunteer, we wanted to do a couple of things. We wanted to sort of educate the El Pasoans' palate for cinema. So that was showing the Oh Yeah movies, which I think is very important. And on the fringe of that, trying to enhance their access to more artistic fare. But in the middle of that, and that's where I really, my heart is showcasing our local talent, because I think we do a lot of this. Well, you know, you can make it in Austin. You can't. There's nothing to do in El Paso.
Now,
artists
I've
can't
heard
do
that,
it.
Unfortunately.
So we made a commitment to not only show locally made movies and celebrate local artists, but to also have concerts with local songwriting original bands before some of the outdoor movies.
Yeah.
And so that has been a commitment that we made since the second year with the bands, but since the first year with the movies. And
excellent.
And I think it's really, it's given people an eye-opening view of the amount and the quality of talent that we have in El Paso.
And hopefully it helps nurture talent too, not just like with the music, but some of the movies we'll show in the philanthropy are locally connected films that have had national distribution. They're not necessarily big blockbusters, but for example, there's a movie called The Odd Way Home, shot in and around Las Cruces in 2012. It debuted at the Austin Film Festival in 2013. The director is on the faculty at New Mexico State. Mm-hmm. The notable cast member in there is Rumor Willis, who is Bruce Willis's daughter.
Nice.
So we will show that, and the director will come in. We have a zombie movie with the editor is from El Paso, Zach Passero. Movie's called All Cheerleaders Die. We'll show that in there. We have a few others like that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I find that particularly exciting, that aspect of the festival, because the whole face of how to make it, so to speak, in film, the same as music has gone through this revolution, as the equipment necessary and the technology required to do these art forms are accessible. They're no longer just the purview of the greats, and somebody has to wave a magic wand for you to gain access.
You don't have to raise a jillion dollars to do it.
Although you guys are waving a magic wand in a way, because when the local people in power make it happen, make those venues available, you're changing lives with this, and I love what you're doing.
That's a nice thing to say. I just want to add that all we're doing is providing a showcase for the talent that exists, and that's it. I mean,
but that's everything. That's everything, because if the talent can't find that, then they do feel like they have to go someplace else. You mentioned the titles all the way to the very obscure titles. Give me an example of in previous years or this year, one of the things that people recognize versus one of the very obscure films that they need to discover.
Well, you know, we mentioned Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and actually, we didn't mention that, but I'm mentioning it now. I was saying
that
we mentioned
perfect.
Field of Dreams, but also Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom.
The Wizard of Oz is coming back, 75th anniversary. Mm-hmm. We've got Oklahoma with Shirley Jones appearing with that. She's also going to appear with Elmer Gantry, which is the movie for which she won the Academy Award, but is not as well known, probably won't be as well attended. But that's the one where she proved herself as an actor, not just a singer.
We've got these movies that, much to my chagrin, we are realizing are 30 and 40 years old, such as Grease and Purple Rain.
How do you think I feel, Sonny?
Well, I notice you're wearing purple, and I'm thinking of a poem.
We also have the Beatles' A Hard Day's Night, 50th anniversary restoration.
Yes. We're going to be right back. I want to ask you so much more about your special guests and the Hard Day's Night restoration. My guest today, Eric Pearson, President and CEO of the El Paso Community Foundation, along with Doug Pullen, who is their programs director, previewing the 7th Annual Plaza Classic Film Festival. Be right back.